good day. Thank you for being here to learn with us today. It's Yudke Sivan, 19th of Sivan, Tavshin Pei Dalid, June 25th, 2024. And Baruch Hashem B'li Ayin Hara, this is our Vad number 102. And today, it is in honor of the first wedding anniversary of our dear children, Meir and Sharon. Hi. And also for a refuah shalema for Mrs. Barbara Balk. And she is Bracha Zelda Bas Rachel Golda for refuah shalema. Obviously, the great Malbim felt that it was crucial to understand the difference between six terms of Simcha. And as you know, last time we looked at four out of the six. Today, we're going to continue with the last two. They are all integral components of Avodas Hashem. Six different types of joy. There's enough proof from the Gemara and from Chazal that we need to incorporate all of this into our Avoda. Well, at least we have to aim toward it for the optimum performance and output when it comes to serving the Ribono Shel Olam. The last time we discussed Simcha, Gila, Ditza, and Chedva. Today we're starting with Sason and finishing with Aliza before we continue in the regular text of the Orchos Tzadikim. So the Malbim tells us, what is the difference between Sason and every other type of joy that exists? We know it's a pretty common word, Sason v'Simcha. Says the Malbim, Sason expresses HaSimcha HaGaluya, it's conspicuous joy, Jamara Simchaso b'Poel, that a person demonstrates, showcases his ecstasy actively. But how? Because there are different expressions of Simcha. There are even different outward expressions of joy when it comes to serving the Ribono Shel Olam. Alide simanim hachitzonim, through external signs and indications. Sheya said that a person will do laharos es simchas libo, to show the joy of his heart, which is hapanimis. Remember the first term of joy? And that was called simcha. And we said that the Malbim described it with three adjectives. He called it liboyis, which means it's in the heart. That means when we harness our emotions and direct our energies toward the Ribono Shel Olam with positive thinking and emotion and fervor, that's simcha liboyis in the heart. Panimis, that's internal. Tamidis, constant or consistent. That was simcha. Says the Malbim, that's all internal. What about Sason? It's external. It's an external display of joy. Well, the galos al lachutz, and it's to show it, to demonstrate it, to advertise it. It is important to show that we're besimcha. Maybe not every second, obviously. Sometimes at the appropriate moments or hours or days, al yedei hasimanim hametzeinim es hasimcha, through the signs and indications that express this joy. What are the examples? You might be thinking, oh, dancing, right? Nope, that's going to be a different term of joy. It's a little more subtle. It is how we dress, for example. Our garb, al yedei malbushe yom tov. It's the way that we clothe ourselves. For yontif, pe'er, v'chavod, glorious appearances. Yes, the outward appearance is important. We're supposed to be mechabed, to show honor for simcha, for yom tov, which is simchas yom tov. The kavod, and also honorable clothing, beautiful, noble type clothes. Mishtev simcha, and there's also indulging in feasting and rejoicing. Masos tupim, he quotes as a pasuk. Masos kinor, the psukim in Yeshaya chavdalid, and in Lamed Beis, this is certainly an external expression of joy. It's with musical instruments, with drums, with tambourines, percussion, with string instruments like a harp. Remember, we learned many weeks ago or months ago at the Gemara, and Arachim tells us in Erechin that we really have to show and feel simcha. We're supposed to move toward that. We need shira, which is music. Music is actually a function of our inner emotions and an expression of genuine simcha in serving Hashem, like in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. It says about the Levim, remember Parshas Naso? La'avod, avodas, avoda. Sounds a little redundant, doesn't it? Yes, The Rishonim explained, based on the Gemara, that the Avodas Avoda, the Avoda, which is an Avoda for another Avoda, the service which complements, which accompanies, enhances, and fortifies a different service, is the joy and the music and the Beis HaMikdash, the orchestra of the Levim, every single day on the Duchen. Remember that platform that's near the Mizbeach, that's near the altar, and in the morning when they bring the Karban Tamim, that's the perpetual offering, and also the one in the afternoon, the Tamid Shaben Harabayim. We know the Levim burst forth with song, with Shira. Hashir Shah Halavim Hoy Omri Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shir of each day. Well, that was musical. So the Gemara says that is not coincidental. It's not just an embellishment. It's absolutely crucial. And it's part of the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And Karbanos without Simcha are lacking. And in general, our Avodas Hashem, if we don't have music in it ever, then it is lacking a component of Avodas Hashem. We don't mean every second a person is supposed to be dancing around and singing. That's not what we're trying to say. There are times that we have to burst forth with joyous melody. It could be at the Shabbos Miros. It could be Mesameach Chasen V'Kala. Whatever those celebrations are for a mitzvah, Simcha Shel Mitzvah. It is a real avoda. As the Rambam says when he talks in Hilchos Lulav, he talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. He says, who are the people? It's the Mishnah says it in Sanhedrin, sorry, in Sukkah. In Sukkah, and also in the Gemara Sukkah, Perek HaCholil, it discusses the fact that the people who were most knowledgeable were the most joyous. We understand what Torah and Avoda is, what spirituality is. That is what is genuine joy. So the Malbim tells us that Sason is with musical instruments. Uchadoma, things like that. So it's with our garb and with musical instruments, with external expression of that inner joy. It's the opposite of the indications and the motions that a person goes through to show mourning, chas v'shalom. What are examples? Kamo lasum le'avele tzion, to play for the mourners of Tzion, we who are mourning for the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Shemen sason, oil of exaltation, tachas evel, instead of mourning. What does oil have to do with anything? Pasuk in Yeshaya Samach Aleph, the Malbim says, because when people are mourning Chas V'Shalom, they do not anoint themselves. They don't smear themselves with fragrant oils like perfumes. We know that there are 2 days a year we're not allowed to do that. Of course, that's Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Those are Chamish Inuim. It's one of the five afflictions, expressions of mourning. So a person does not anoint with oil and perfumes the Evlon when people are mourning. It's the same thing with someone who is excommunicated, who is in Cherem. That's the same halacha. But instead of that, Yosichu Ata B'Shemen Sason, now in a state of joy, they will go ahead and smear themselves, spread on to themselves oil, perfume, fragrance of joy, of celebration, sason, this external expression of joy. Semen hatov, it's the good oil, shesachim l'siman sason, that people anoint themselves with as a sign of joy, the mishtev yom tov, with feasting and with holiday. And then, of course, he goes and quotes the pasuk you're thinking of. That's right, Megillas Esther. Let's look at the pasuk for a moment. La Yehudim Hoysa, for the Jewish people there was Ora, there was light, light of Torah. V'simcha v'sason v'kor. There's that inner joy of simcha, the internal feeling of joy that we talked about ecstasy last time called simcha. And then there's the sason v'kor, the external expression. And this glory, this beauty, preciousness called yakor. Simcha panimis belibam. There is the inner joy in their hearts and their emotions. Besason begaloi. But then there's the external celebration. Conspicuous, behubbod, with honorable, noble, external expression. Ulavush malchus. And wearing royal garments, regal garments. This was the celebration of the Yidden at the salvation of being saved from Haman. It says Techeles V'chor, wool dyed blue, fancy clothing, and white linen. So the Malbim tells us this pasuk is packed in that we have in that pasuk, we have Ora, of course, which is Torah, but there's also Simcha V'Sason in the same pasuk. So what is internal sprouts forth and blossoms into external expression. And then he quotes us Yeshaya Samach Vav, Simcha es Yerushalayim. Rejoice with Yerushalayim. Simcha Tamidis. Remember, we learned that that's constant and consistent joy. The Gilu Ba. Remember, that was the wave of joy. That was the catalyst. It's a new occurrence that comes in what we said was like a Gal. That's a Gila, a new celebratory reason that came up, a new factor, a catalyst for joy. Called Ma'aveha, all those who love her. So as he tells us, Me'es Le'es, now he's reviewing Gila again. And this is all very significant. And it's all a component of Avodas Hashem. That's why we're learning about it. And the Aruch HaTzaddikim uses all these terms. Plus the Psukim use all these terms. That's why we're learning about them. The Gila Chadasha is Me'es Le'es. It's periodically. There's a new celebration. It comes in waves. There are sessions. There are novelties that we experience from Hashem. Ahanisim sheyischadshu pam achar pam. That time after time after time, there's gila. There's this new wave, this new occurrence of joy. There's a new reason to celebrate. Every time for the last couple of weeks, I've mentioned it because I'm so inspired by it. Breath after breath after breath. I'll call Neshima Unashima for every single breath. That's what can be classified as what the Malbim tells us is Hanisim Sheishachu Pam Achar Pam, time after time, 960 times an hour that Hashem allows me to breathe, to take a breath. That's Nisim Sheishachu Pam Achar Pam. I'm repeating it because if people are anxious and sad and depressed and worried, what about those 960 breaths per hour? Every one of them is a nace. Because chas v'shalom, there are people who don't take those breaths. I remember I had a relative that the doctor called me about and said, we need decisions about what to do. Because this relative, while she was sleeping, her heart stopped. And then it started again, Baruch Hashem. And that might mean, I'm not a doctor, that maybe this person didn't take those 960 breaths per hour. I'm not an authority, but I'm just assuming there was some kind of disorder there. That means for every single breath, every heartbeat, which might not be the same thing, obviously, but every time that Hashem is consistent with us, that is a nes, hanisim sheyischatshu pam achar pam. It's time after time. There's no reason to be anxious and depressed. Hashem's paying attention to me. But we learned last time that the Gila, which prompts the emotion of Simcha, they are both potentially contained in the heart, but then there's Sisu, Ata Masos. Then there's the outward expression. That's the Satone. Those are the regal, noble-looking clothing that we wear and the musical instruments. The outward expressions, Kohamis Ablim Aleho, those who mourn for Yerushalayim, are Zocha to that joy. It's Mida Kenegan Mida. Tachas She'asu Be'evlam Osos Chitzonim, says the Mabim. There were outward signs of mourning during the mourning for Yerushalayim. The Haros Ha'evel, Kamo Levisha Sakva Efer, like wearing sackcloth and ashes. Yase'ata Pu'ulos, now the person will do different types of actions, the opposite. May also chitzonim, says the Malbim, from outward conspicuous signs, horas hasason bagoloi, to show and for a demonstration, to display that ecstasy, that joy outwardly, bepoel betofachinor mishteviyomto. And those are the musical instruments we talked about. There's percussion, there are string instruments, we know there is woodwind instruments, we know there are brass instruments. All those instruments the Levim and their orchestra, for example, had. Rejoicing and feasting, rejoicing in the Ribbono Shalom. That's what Sason is about. And our last term, technical term about joy that we're going to study, is called Aliza, Aleiz. That is the most extreme. Says the Malbim, what is Aleiz about? That's a Simcha B'Poel. It's active joy, but more than Sason. Sason is definitely outward and conspicuous. It's definitely being showcased by the person through clothing and through listening to music, maybe even being part of an orchestra or a band, maybe singing But Aliza is taking it to the next level. Hasimcha b'poel, active celebration. Al yidei rikud or ra'ada. That's where we become really active and involved. That ecstasy, that elation is expressed through dancing. And that is something we also have to do occasionally. Ra'ada, moving, swaying, trembling in a positive way. Machmas simcha v'shichrus. It could sometimes be the person is in high spirits, as in shichrus. But it doesn't have to be that way. Not encouraged, generally, drunkenness. But that's something that the Gemara says at times, there is even a place for at least a small amount. But this is where we involve our limbs, our body, in this activity of joy, of elation. So as we said before, the simcha is in the heart. But always, huha merakeid mevrov simcha. So a person has to be capable of actually kind of bursting into dance. Again, we don't mean every second. Maybe people in Hasidic circles are more actively into this. The Hasidic Sfarim suggests, perhaps, going in a room by myself, and if I'm down, just dance around a little bit and sing some songs about Hashem and about all of the Chasdei Hashem. It's depending what a person is oriented toward. But we have to be open to Aliza, which is dancing at the appropriate times. The Malbim tells us, Ya'alzu chasidim l'chavod. This is Aliza, this extreme form of joy. People who are pious, who go beyond the letter of the law with their avodas Hashem, they are able to celebrate and to rejoice in this extreme manner. What kavod, though? B'chavod Hashem ha'chofef aleihem. When somebody realizes and perceives that Hashem's glory, Hashem's presence is shielding, covering, is a canopy over him or her, when that person realizes that serenity that a human being is capable of, that will inevitably move the person to joy so much that the person will dance. That's what the Malbim is explaining here. Beiskadesh gufam, in this endeavor of sanctifying their bodies, betara uprishus, with purity and separating from what is harmful to us, spiritually and physically. Leos merkava mishchinas kavodo. This is an extreme, high-level type of joy and celebration, that a tzaddik can be a chariot, can be a vehicle for the Hashem's presence in the world, for the Shechina, through Tara Uprishus, purifying ourselves as much as possible, maybe purifying ourselves from immoral thoughts and endeavors and activities, and from hatred, purifying our hearts and our minds from grudges and ill will toward others, separating from things that are not good for us. Kegon Hamanagen. It says, Kenagin Hamanagain. It says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Kenagin Hamanagain, when the musician would play the music, see Aleim Ruach Hashem, he is going ahead and paraphrasing a Pasuk that the Orach HaTzaddikim quotes. And when it was, when the musician played, the Yad Hashem was on the Navi. That means when he heard the music, the Yad Hashem, the presence of Hashem was on him, and he was able to rejoice. Belibom Yisor Aglehem. This is Aliza, always. It's that Shoresh. Their heart will lift their feet off the ground. Lahalel shmo b'machol, to praise Hashem's name with dancing in circles. Ya'alzu v'yirkadu. They will celebrate and dance. Me'rov simchasam v'sastonam, from the abundance, their overflowing joy and elation. Beromamos kel b'gronam. Speaking of Hashem's praises in their throats, in their psukim, that's supported. So today we saw in these two lashonos, the last two of the six, we talked about Sasson, we talked about Aliza. Suffice it to say, Simcha is a multifaceted midah, extremely rich with multiple myriad levels of attainment. And we're going to go back into the Orach HaTzaddikim and explore his guiding words of how we can approach this midah of Simcha. So says the Orach HaTzaddikim for our remaining 10 minutes today, V'ato nachzor. The Inyan HaSimcha. Now that we talked about Bitachon, we talked about Emuna, we will go back to the main topic of joy, which is our goal. Because the one who believes with a full heart, who understands the reality of Hashem, and the one who trusts in the assistance and the help of the rock, which is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the stability, the vitality of the world, of the universe, of everything. Hu Sameach La'olam. That person who reaches proper emuna and bitachon, Hu Sameach La'olam, is always happy. Hu Sovel Kol Davar. That person tolerates and endures everything. Whatever comes my way, I am able to weather the storm. There are storms, different types. I always like to say to myself, we know there are meteorological storms, that's for sure, and in different places in the country. We're not going to get into a whole thing about the weather again now. But just one thing I said to myself one time, it says, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daftari, and it's based on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek. It's also the, it says it in Sota, and the Mishnah in Sota, Bamida Sha'adamode, Bamodidinlo, that Hashem measures to a person the way the person measures out. So I said to myself, if a person is supposed to chas v'shalom suffer through a severe thunderstorm or something worse, chas v'shalom, there is definitely a way to avoid that. Because when things come our way that cause us to experience an emotional storm, sometimes I say to myself, I'm having a severe thunderstorm in my brain right now. But you know what? I'm going to come out of it positive. I'm going to be thinking positively. It's not going to be anything negative coming out of this. I will be sovel. And Ribono Shel Olam, in the zechus of this severe emotional storm, may we be saved from all severe storms. There's no reason it shouldn't work. It says everything is mita keneged mita. Who sovel kol davar. A person like this is able to tolerate and to endure anything. Which person? Again, which person is this? This is the person who achieves emuna and bitachon. Because the person works very hard and devotedly on emuna and bitachon, the person reaches what's called simcha. And that person who is besimcha is the sovel. He tolerates, he endures, he makes it through storms, he uses them as an avoda, quoting my Rebbe, Rabbi Maimon Shlita, who I had in Beis Medrash for 3 years. He's a Ben Achar Ben from the Rambam. So I once said, Rebbe, I'm depressed about something. It's really hard on me. And he said, you know what? You can use the depression, if you're in the middle of it, use it as a form of an avoda. So that means that when I work through what is tormenting me, I can take that and I can harness it, utilize it, and let it be a springboard. Let it be a source of emotional and spiritual fuel to be able to grow because of it, not despite it. Sovel kol davar, kmo acholeh. It's like a sick person, she'ochel samim hamorim, who sometimes has to eat medicines that are bitter. Or what about when a person needs to get a blood test? It pricks a little bit of a pain there when they prick you. Or when, hopefully not, when a person needs an IV for a surgical procedure. The person knows they're not trying to hurt me. They're trying to help me. So the Orach HaSadikim says, that's how the Ribono Shel Olam does with us. We get a prick. We get an IV. We get a medicine that's bitter. Bishvil HaRafua. But it's for the sake of being cured. So look at the big picture. My Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Wein would always say, there's the forest and then there's the trees. We have to look at both at different times. There are times we have to pay attention to the tree. And he would say, we have to look at the branch and the leaf and the bark and every little detail of it. And then there are times we have to step away. We can appreciate really well now with those things that fly through the air and they show you pictures from the air. I forgot what it's called right now, but whatever that technology is, it's like a little helicopter. Okay. I forgot the name of it. Fine. But whatever that thing is, we know everybody, we can appreciate, go above everything. It's going to come back to me soon. And you look down and you see the whole forest. And then when you land, you get closer and closer. You look at the trees. Well, it's the same thing with life. I look at Avodas Hashem. Yes, I look at them. I'm very detail oriented, but I cannot be detail oriented every second because that would be my undoing. I have to get up there. Oh, it's a drone. There we go. Right. That's what you want to say. Okay. It's a drone. So you got to look at it from a drone's view. We used to call it a bird's eye view. Now it's a drone. I got to look at it. You know, the vulture, it's called a ra'ah. Or it's some kind, one of the birds, the Ophos HaTameim, is called a ra'ah because he flies so high and he sees things from way up there. You look in the list of the birds in the Torah and his whole essence is ra'ah, is ra'iyah. Well, we have to learn things from animals too. We already know that. It's all over the place in Chazal and the Psukim. So sometimes we have to be a ra'ah. We have to go up there be a drone, look down at the whole picture. Okay, I have a prick. I have a pain. I have a tzara. I have somebody who's tormenting me. Someone is annoying me. But wait. Look at the whole picture. This is a beautiful human being. I love this person. Remember what the Sfas Emma says? Have Adonis call Adam the Kapsuchus. What does that mean? Oh, judge every person favorably, right? Ah, the Sfas Emma says, Have Adonis call Adam. Look at it from the drone's view. Judge the entire person. Call Adam the Kapsuchus. If I do that, I will be less angry, less worried, less anxious, because if somebody annoys me, instead of looking at the trees and looking at every detail, oh, he annoyed me. Step up there, fly above like a drone, like a bird. Look down at the whole person. Oh, that's different. This whole person, there's so much good about this person. Call her Adam. Till now, my mind is at rest. I'm not upset at the person anymore. Well, that's what the Orach HaTzaddikim is saying also. It's a sovel. We're supposed to tolerate, not to be intolerant. I want the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know about you, I want him to look at me, the whole me, like the good things I do also, not just my shortcomings. Well, that's what I'm going to do to other people too. And for that matter, that's what I'll do for life also, for all experiences. Oh, so when there's a storm going on, oh, it's miserable. It's terrible. It's horrible. Wait. Look at the whole picture. Is that going to be forever? Was it before the storm? How was it? Oh, it was sunny before. Oh, it's going to be sunny later too. So they'll call Davar to try to endure, tolerate, deal with, work through every experience. Like the sick person who says, I know it's bitter now, but this is for it's an end. The bitter end is for a better end. What do you think about that? It's going to cause it to be healed. Basovel hu chafshi midagas ha'olam. What a beautiful statement from the Orach HaTzaddikim. We all want to be free. This morning, I don't know about you, I said, Shalom asani aved. Ribbono Shel Olam, thanks for not making me a slave. The Orach HaTzaddikim says, I can free myself. I have things to do that I shouldn't be a slave also. Basovel hu chafshi midagas ha'olam. I do not need to be a slave, a servant. I don't need to be in shackles of worry and anxiety, because if I make up in my mind, I'm going to do my best to not get angry. I'm going to tolerate what happens. I'm going to love Hashem and love people through all it because of what I go through. Then I am a free person. I'm chafshi. I am emancipated. I'm liberated. Midagas ha'olam, from things that will worry me and cause me to be stricken with anxiety. And one more sentence about sevel, we call it. Gam hasovel mistapek b'ma'atcha yeshlo. The person who tolerates things, that person is satisfied with a little bit he has. It might not be that I have all the wealth in the world. I don't have everything. I don't have tons. Really, I do. I should realize that I do. But if I don't think it's a lot, that's also okay. Ki yomar, because he'll say, Dai li b'ma'atcha gozer li habore. It is enough for me with what Hashem created, what Hashem decreed that I should have. Hashem's decree is sufficient for me, more than enough. When we continue next week in Mirtz Hashem, we're going to discuss more and more depth about Simcha and the benefit of Simcha, how it behooves us to pursue this Mida and to try to polish our Emunah and Bitachon so we can reach this. And today we finished up the last of the six terms of Simcha, and we began to learn about the Orach HaTzaddikim's exploration and depth and study of the Mida of joy. And Amir Tashem will continue next week. Thank you so much for being with us today.